书第一章。哥罗西书第一章第十五节到第十九节，我们还是要用中英文啊两边来读。那我们先可以不可以请刘畅姊妹先读中文？哥罗西书第一章第十五节第十五到十九节。
OK， 爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立，他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
好，谢谢。Can I ask Emmanuel read the English? Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 to 19.Emmanuel? Yang Yu, you have to unmute.
Okay. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him.He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel. 第二节圣，第二处的圣经是在以弗所书第一章第十节。以弗所第一章第十节，我们可以请四正弟兄帮我们读一下。四正，你可以把你的麦克风打开吗？刘四正弟兄，你可以不可以把麦克风打开？可以不可以帮我们读一下？
OK， 稍等一下，我还没找到。
好，以弗所书第一章第十节。
感谢，稍等。
以弗所书是刚才我们读的哥罗西书前面两本书第一章第十节，找到了吗？
一章十节是吗？
对，第一章第
十
节。
第一章第十节啊，对不起，刚找的。要照说安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
谢谢。Can I ask Caitlin to read for us in English?
Okay.
Caitlin, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ.
Thank you very much. Okay, 我们一起来祷告。主，我们感谢赞美你，我们谢谢你莫大的恩典拯救我们，让我们本不属于你的、我们本不配做 神家中的人，现在被称为神的儿女、可以跟王子一起同坐、我们实在是何等大的这样恩典蒙到了我们这些不配的人身上。
嗯、
我们也谢谢你，你不仅拯救我们，你在我们每个人的身上也有你美好的旨意，是吧？实在是让在你爱子里边，是吧？你要得到许多的儿子，就来归给你，是吧？我们谢谢你这样子的美好的心意在我们每个人的身上，是吧？也愿意求主你今天借着你的话语再来对我们来说话，是吧？让我们的心对你是敞开的，是吧？让我们的灵跟你也是可以相通的，是吧？让你的话在我们里边实在是可以产生那个莫大的功效，可以让我们来愿意起来跟随你，是吧？也愿意我们因为我们的顺服，就像你儿子顺服的那个样子的时候，是吧？你的旨意就成就在我们的当中，是吧？愿你的旨意行在我们的当中，如同行在天上一样，愿你的国降临。主，我们谢谢你，我们把这段时间恭敬的仰望在你的手上，求主你恩待我们，对我们来说话，这样祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名。
Amen。
我们今天很高兴是有石洪生弟兄在我们的当中来分享主的话语，我们也请这个莉迪亚帮我们做翻译。OK， 那我们把时间现在交给史弟兄。
好，非常感谢主能够在线上跟弟兄姐妹见面，跟大家交通。
Thank the Lord that I can meet and fellowship with everyone online today.
我看见平常都没有这么机会，现在很清楚的看见弟兄姐妹。这是一个线上聚会的一个特点。
And unlike normally, I have the opportunity to clearly see everyone online, which is special for the online format.
相当一段时间没有跟你们见面的，事实上是非常的希望跟你们有所交通。
And I actually am very hopeful to meet with and fellowship with you guys again after so long.
记得上一次我跟你们讲到神永远的旨意。
If you remember last time I spoke about God's eternal purpose.
这是一个大题目。所以我今天呢要继续的讲这个题目。
This is a very broad topic, so I'll keep sharing on it today.
上一次我很快的叙述一下上次我们所讲的内容。
I'll quickly summarize and go over what we talked about last time.
神是有目的的。
God has his purpose.
他做任何事情后面都有目的。
And there's a purpose behind everything he does.
但是有一个他的目的是从起初就有的。
But there is one purpose that he's had since the very beginning.
这一个旨意就主导着所有他所做的事情。
And this one purpose directs everything else he does.
所以这个旨意我们称它为神永远的旨意。
And so this purpose we call God's eternal purpose.
这个神永远的旨意这个名称只有在以弗所书第三章十一节明显的提到。
And the word God's eternal purpose was clearly used only in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 11.
中文不是那么清楚，但是如果 你看英文的话呢，就明显的提到说神永远的旨意。
The Chinese is not as clear, but in English it clearly says his eternal purpose.
但是神永远旨意的内容却是在圣经各处都可以看见。
But the content of God's eternal purpose can be seen many places in the Bible.
最明显的就是我们刚刚所读的那两段圣经。
And the most clear ones are the two passages we just read.
哥罗西书第一章第十五节到第十九节。
Colossians 1:15 to 19.
那么我不再读了，因为刚刚已经读过了。那我很简单的把它再解释一下。
Since we read it, I'll simply go over it again.
这一段圣经，它的重点就是说，神从起初创世之初就定义要荣耀他的儿子。
And so the main point in this passage is that before creation, it's for his son.
从起初，他从起初在创世之初就定义要荣耀他的儿子。
And so before creation, he was determined to glorify his son.
这个我。这个翻译姐妹叫什么名字啊
？I'm Lydia.
Lydia, OK. Lydia, 有时候我讲不清楚呢，你可以告诉我，要我再讲一遍，没有关系的啊。
OK, OK, thanks.
OK, 有时候我讲的不清楚，你就提醒我一下。从起初，神就定义要荣耀他的儿子。
And so from the beginning, he was set to glorify his son.
让他的儿子在凡事上居首位。
And so that in all things, he may have the supremacy.
那么荣耀他的儿子就是荣耀神。
And so to glorify his son is to glorify God.
因为十五节说，爱子是那不能看见之神的像。
In verse 15, he's the image of the invisible God.
所以要荣耀神，就要荣耀那个能够看得见的他的子。
And so to glorify God, we have to glorify the one that we can see, his son.
所以神永远的旨意呢，就是荣耀神。
And so God's eternal purpose is to glorify God.
那么要荣耀他的儿子的方法就是通过他的儿子来创造万物。
And so we glorify his son by creating everything through his son.
因为我们注意十六节中文这里是这样子翻译的，说因为万有都是靠着他造的。
In Chinese, in verse 16, it's translated that everything was created through him.
Yeah. Okay. 就靠着他造的呢，那么真正的翻译应该是说呢，万物都是在他里面造的。
And so, the correct translation should be that all things were created in him.
也就是说，子是这么的丰富，从他里面可以造出万物来。
And this is to say that the Son is so full that from him things can be, or in him things can be created.
所以这个万物既然是他从他里面造出来的，就表达了子，因为是从他里面出来的。
And so since all things were created in him, then they all express him.
所以为了要荣耀彰显他的子，所以就借着从他那里造出万物来，这是一个彰显荣耀他子的方法。
And so in order to reveal and glorify his son, the method that he used was to create all things in him.
所以哥罗西书第一章十五到十九节简单的来讲，就是说神永远的旨意就是要荣耀神。
And so simply put, Colossians 1:15-19 say that God's eternal purpose is to glorify God.
那么以弗所书第一章第十节。
And then in Ephesians 1:10,
这一节圣经呢，就告诉我们说，凡是被造之物，每一个被造之物都要荣耀神。
And here it tells us that everything that has been created has to glorify God.
并不但是每一个被造之物要荣耀神，并且呢，所有被造之物呢，都要彼此配搭的合适，成为一个整体来荣耀神。
And not only does everything that was created have to glorify God, but that they'll all work together to glorify Him.
那这很明显的，这里就说到教会了。
And so this obviously here is talking about the church.
所以呢，这里说不但是每一个我们属主的人要荣耀神，荣耀他的荣耀基督，并且呢，教会也要荣耀基督。
And so not only does every individual belonging to God have to glorify Christ, but the entire church together has to.
但是这节圣经的前面说。到时候满足的时候
，and then it talks about when things have reached their fulfillment, when times have reached their fulfillment.
这表示说，这一个完全荣耀神的这个时刻还没有来到。
And this is to say the time when we can completely glorify God hasn't come yet.
这关键就是说，每一个被造之物都要成熟，教会也要成熟。
And so the key point here is that every individual and the church have to mature.
所以关键就在于讲说这一节圣经，关键是说不但是被造之物要荣耀神，并且被造之物还要不断的成熟，这样才能够完全的荣耀基督。
And so the important here is that not only does everything created have to glorify God, but that they all have to mature first and then glorify Him.
这是我们基本上我们上次所讲的。
And this is basically what we discussed last time.
那么今天呢我要从另外一个角度来讲神永远的旨意。
And today I want to talk about his eternal purpose from a different perspective.
神永远的旨意在一般的教会里面是不容易听到的。
In a normal church, we may not hear about God's eternal purpose.
像我出信的时候，我只知道因信称义，救恩是白白的，这种的基本的道理。但是呢，我出信的时候就从来没有听过神永远的旨意。
And when I first believed, I heard about some of the basic things.About being united and grace being given freely, but I didn't hear about God's eternal purpose.
所以，对不少的基督徒来讲，说到神永远的旨意，就有个观念，觉得这个是一个比较高深的属灵的道理。
And so for many Christians, when they hear about God's eternal purpose, they may think that it's a very profound topic.
那有的人甚至于有这种观念，初信的。可以不先了解这些了解神永远的旨意。
And some people with this perspective may think that when you first believe, you don't need to understand it yet.
那么年轻人也还不需要了解神永远的旨意。
Or that young adults don't need to understand his eternal purpose yet either.
等到他们信主久一点再跟他们讲。这个题目。
And once they've been believers for long enough, then we can talk to them about it.
这个是一个非常错误的观念。
And this is the wrong perspective.
因为神永远的旨意是圣经最基本的道理。
Because God's eternal purpose is one of the basic principles of the Bible.
神永远的旨意是一个常识。
And we have to experience God's eternal purpose.
不是，神永远的旨意是一个 common sense.
Oh, sorry. And God's eternal purpose is common sense.
对，所以呢， 我今天就要从这个角度，就是从尝试的角度来理解神永远的旨意。
And so today I want to use the common sense perspective to understand God's eternal purpose.
一个男人，他只要有孩子，只要有小孩子，他就有父亲的地位。
If a guy has kids and he has the position of a father.
Yeah, 他只要 as long as he has children. He'll have the position as a father. 所以呢，他无论是他是好父亲或者是不好的父亲，无论他儿子他的小孩子跟他关系正常还是不正常，他有父亲的地位。
And so whether or not he's a good or a bad father or has a normal relationship with his children, he still has a position as a father.
因为这个地位是客观的。
And because this position is
objective.
Is objective.
但是如果他的儿女呢不叫他父亲。
But if his children...Don't call him as father.
如果他的儿女对他没有尊重,
and if his children don't respect him,
或者根本不愿意跟他讲话,
or are not willing to talk to him,
或者对他呢, 没有, 完全没有了解,
or if they completely don't understand him,
啊, 这个人呢, 他有父亲的地位。但是他却没有做父亲的内容。
And so this person has the position as a father, but not the content of being a father.
或者是说他没有父亲的实质的 reality.
Or to say that he doesn't have the reality of being a father.
对。对这个人来讲，他最大的盼望就是不但有父亲的地位，并且呢他还有父亲的实质。
And so for this person, their greatest hope is to not only have the position, but also the reality of being a father.
他不愿意只是被叫父亲而已，他要有做父亲实在的内容。
And he doesn't want to just be called a father, but to have the true reality and content of being a father.
这是他里面这个人里面最大的盼望。
And so this is the greatest hope inside of this person.
那同样，神他是创造万物，并且是万物的主宰。
And so in the same way, God is creator everything in his overall creation.
所以他有神的地位是确定的。
And so it, clearly he has a position as God.
世界上人有的人不认识他，或者有人根本不认他是神，这个不影响到他神的地位。
And even though some people on earth may not know him or admit he is God, this does not change his position.
但是神绝对不以这个他只有神的地位为满足。
But God is not satisfied with just the position as God.
他需要得到神当得的实质。
But he wants to receive the reality of being God.
而这些神当得的这些实质就是神永远旨意的内容。
And this reality that God should receive is the content of his eternal purpose.
因为这些就是他的永远旨意里面要成就的东西。
And this is what his eternal purpose is trying to accomplish.
所以我们今天，那么你会问说，那么神他当得的实质是什么？
And so you may ask, what is the reality that God should have or receive?
你只要看圣经里面什么东西是他所注重的。
And so if you look in the Bible at the things that he values,
这些他注重的，他强调的，就是他当得的那些实质。
And so the things that he values and emphasizes is the reality of what he should receive.
我现在要把一个 slide 秀上来啊，我是不是可以就 share screen 是不是？啊，我看啊。
Yes, please.
Okay, 上来没有？
还没有。
这个我看啊。
你在底下有一个 share screen 的一个方的 box，你 click on that 就可以了。
Okay。这个有没有上来？
没有，
奇怪啊！我等一下啊，等一下啊。
实际上你是一个 screen 还是两个 screen？ 你现在 computer 上？
我现在 computer 是两个 screen。
两个 screen 可能你要 switch 一下，你 share the wrong screen probably。
等一下啊，
嗯，
我看啊，对不起啊。
没关系。你 click share screen 的话，他会问你哪个 screen 会 share， 你要 choose one。
等一下啊，click the share screen 是吧？
对。
OK 啊，
他会问你哪个 screen 你要 share。
哦，好好好
，Yeah，
好了，上了没有
？Yeah， we saw it. Yeah， that's good。
看到啊，
嗯，
好，对不起啊，好，
没关系。
我们看圣经里面所注重的，神所注重的，这个就是他盼望得到的实质。
And so the things in the Bible that God values are the reality of what he wants to receive. And so he wants people to know that he is God.
并且呢并且不但是知道他是神，并且呢 还要承认他是神。
And not only know that he is God, but admit that he is God, not acknowledge that.
所以他就是要创造万物，把自己彰显出来。
And so he created everything to reveal himself.
所以让人知道他是神。
And so to let everyone know that he is God.
并且呢，他借着众先知跟圣经来把自己启示出来。
And he uses the prophets in the Bible to reveal himself.
让人家能够真的知道他是怎么样的一位神。
So that others can truly know what kind of God he is.
是出埃及记第二十章三节，这是十诫当中的第一诫，这样说，除我之外不可有别神。
And in Exodus 23, he says, you shall have no other gods before me.
这个是神应该得到的最基本的尊重。
And this is the most basic respect that he should receive.
任何的事物，如果把它与神相提并论，这个就是对他不尊重。
And if we raise anything up above him, then this is not respecting him.
Yeah, of equal to him.
Okay, if we bring anything equal to him, then we're not respecting him.
对，所以呢，这个十诫里面第一诫就让我们知道，让我们看见说，神非常看重他所要得到当得的尊重。
And so this first commandment shows us that he values the respect that he should receive.
他不但是要人口里承认他是神。
And he wants those to acknowledge that he is God in their mouths.
并且呢，他也不但是要人在理智上同意他是神。
But he also wants them to logically know that he is God.
他 真正是要人从心里面在经历当中去认识他。
But he wants them that in their hearts and in their experiences that they can know him.
那么这个是他应该得到的，应该得到的尊重。
And so this is the respect that he deserves.
怎么样让人从心里面，从经历当中去实在的认识神，这个就是他最大的盼望。
And so one of his greatest hope is that in people's hearts and experiences they can truly know him.
约翰一书第四章十六节说神就是爱。
In 1 John 4:16 it says that God is love.
那么既然是神是爱，这个爱就有需要有表达。
And so if God is love, then this love has to be expressed.
所以他造万物，并且造人，叫人成为他爱的对象。
And so he created everything, he created humans to be the receivers of his love.
并且呢，他希望从人得到爱的回应。
And he hopes to have to receive a response to his love from humans.
他需要人对他的爱有认识。
And he wants people to have an understanding of his love.
你看这个那小孩子，父母亲爱他，祖父母爱他，他就是接受这个爱，但是呢，他对这个爱并没有真正的认识。
And so, in children, if their parents love them, they may receive the love but not truly understand it.
所以，神不但是要从人这里得到爱。得到爱的回应，并且呢，他希望人是真正明白他的爱而有所回应。
And so God not only wants to receive a response from his love, but he also wants us to understand it and respond.
生命记第六章第五节说，你们要尽心尽意尽力爱主你的神。
Deuteronomy 6:5 says, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
这种爱不是一种勉强的爱。
And so this love is not because you were forced.
他之所以一个人能够尽心尽意尽力，乃是说他真正的体会到这个神的爱的宝贵，真正体会到神的心，他才是有这样的反应。
And so because they truly understand how precious his God's love is in his heart, then they can love him with all their heart, soul, and strength.
所以神他要有爱的对象，并且盼望被爱，这是他所非常渴慕的一件事情。
And so God longs after people who can be recipients of his love and those who love him back.
当神要毁灭索多玛的时候，他说我一定要把这件事情告诉亚伯拉罕。
When God was going to go destroy Sodom, he said that he had to tell this to Abraham.
因为他把亚伯拉罕当作是他的朋友。
Because he made Abraham his friend.
约翰福音的十五章十五节，主耶稣在这个上十字架之前，他对他的门徒这样说，以后我不再称你们为仆人，因为仆人不知道主人所做的事情，我乃称你们为朋友，因为我从父所听见的都已经告诉你们了。
Before he went on the cross, he said to his disciples,I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you.
我们的神，我们的主，他盼望能够 得到同伴，是他能够跟你交心的。
And our God hopes for companionship so that he can
share your heart.
Share his heart with you.
他希望得到这样子的同伴。
And so he hopes to receive this kind of companionship.
所以弟兄姐妹，神对我们的盼望就是说，他要我们成熟到一个地步，我们能够知道他的我们能够跟他之间是没有隔阂，并且呢，他能够把他心中的意念跟我们交通。
And so God hopes for us to mature to the point that there are no barriers between us and Him, and that He can share what's in His heart with us.
他在我们当中有这么一个极大的盼望。
And so He has this great hope among us.
我们说，我们知道教会是基督的心腹。
And the church is Christ's bride.
这个心腹也就是我们的主的同伴。
And so this bride is also our Lord's companion.
那现在呢，神是在教会当中做建造的工作，做洁净的工作，一直都在为我们的主预备这个心腹。
And so now God is doing the building up and the cleansing work in the church to prepare us as a bride for Christ.
所以心腹就是最明显的，让我们知道神是如何的渴慕有一位他知心的同伴。
And so this bride allows us to clearly see God's hope for a companion.
我们的主盼望他有同工。
Our God also hopes that he can have a co-worker.
哥林多前书第三章第九节，保罗这样说，因为我们是与神同工。
First Corinthians 3:9 says, For we are God's fellow workers.
就是说神他要做工，但是他做工呢，他要透过这个属他的人来做。
And this is to say that God has to do his work, and it's through those people that belong to him he does the work.
这个是神的恩典。
And so this is God's grace.
他要人能够跟明白他要做什么东西，并且跟他同心，一同成就他要所做的工作。
And he wants people to understand what he's doing and that they in the same heart can work with him to accomplish what he wants.
罗马书第八章十七节这样说，既是儿女便是后嗣，就讲我们这些信主的人，既然是儿女便是后嗣，是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。那么我们重点到最后这一段啊，如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
And so Romans 8:17, Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory.
这里的后嗣接受产业，是与基督一同接受产业啊。这一个产业呢 ，inheritance 呢，是指到国度来讲的。
And so, if we're co-heirs of Christ, and we share in the inheritance, which refers to the kingdom.
他说，如果我们要跟他一同承受产业的话呢，我们要和他一同受苦，今天，然后呢，我们跟他一同得荣耀。这个荣耀就指到在国度里面的荣耀。
And so, if we are co-heirs with Christ, then we also share his sufferings.And share in his glory in the kingdom.
一同受苦就是与主同工的意思。
And so to share in his sufferings is to be God's fellow workers.
我们的主他做工，然后呢他付了极重的代价。
And so our Lord has done the work and has paid the great price.
我们与神同工，也就是说 与他一同受苦，也就是说，我们当我们跟他同工的时候，他怎么受苦，我们也怎么受苦。
And so, if we are his fellow workers, then how he suffers, we also suffer.
神，我们的主，他盼望我们这些属主的人明白，他需要同工。
And so, our Lord hopes that those who belong to him will realize that he needs the co-workers.
他需要我们明白，如果我们没有预备好，我们这些人不对。神就没有办法做他的工。
And so he needs us to understand that if we are unprepared and not right, then he cannot do his work.
因为他定义了，他的工作需要经过人来做。
Because he has already determined that his work needs to be done through us, through people.
我们的主他自己可以单独做所有的事情。
Our Lord could do everything himself.
但是他因为他爱我们，他的恩典的缘故，他要我们在他的工作上有份。
But because he loves us and because he has grace, he wants us to have a part in his work.
甚至于到一个地步，如果我们不做的话，我们不与他同工的话，他就等候，只等到我们能够成为他的同工。
And to the point that if we can't and we don't work with him, then he will wait until we can be his fellow workers.
那举个例子，今天我们的主要向一些人传福音。
And so to give an example, if our Lord wants to preach the gospel to some people,
他需要我们去体贴他的心意，接受圣灵的引导。
And so he needs us to follow his will and accept the Spirit's leading.
然后呢，他就通过我们去向这些人传福音。
And then he can, through us, preach the gospel to these people.
所以当这些人后来信主了，事实上是我们的主自己的工作，但是呢，他是要通过我们这些人去做的。
And so when these people believe in him, it was his work that he did through us.
但是如果我们只顾我们自己的事情，我们对神的心意根本就不关心的话呢，那么我们的主要向这些人传福音也必须呢要等待。
But if we only care about ourselves and not God's will, then even if he wants to preach the gospel to these people, he'll have to wait.
我们的主他盼望被真的认识。
And so our Lord hopes that he can truly be understood.
以弗所书第一章第十七节保罗是这样祷告，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵给你们，使你们真知道他。
Ephesians 1:17, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better.
以弗所教会是一个爱主的教会。
The church in Ephesus was a church that loved the Lord.
但是保罗就为他们祷告，这么好一个教会，他们所需要就是进一步的真的认识神。
But Paul still prayed for this good church that they may know him better.
对于神来讲，如果弟兄姐妹是真认识他，这个就是神最大的满足。
And so for God, if people can truly know him, then this is his greatest, what's pleasing to him.
今天教会当中许多难处，根本的问题就是对主。认识不够。
And many of the greatest hardships in the church are because they do not know God enough.
那么今天，尤其是今天这个疫情 pandemic 这个疫情当中有许多困惑人的事情。
Especially now during the pandemic, there are many things that are confusing for many people.
如果我们对主有多一点的认识，那些困惑就不会有。
And if we knew the Lord more, then we wouldn't have these confusions.
那么最近也有选举，在选举当中也有很多叫人分心以及困惑的事情。
And recently there was also the election where there are many things that made people confused and divided in their hearts.
有弟兄告诉我说，最近他灵里面很不安静，祷告、读经都受到影响。
A brother told me recently that they weren't at peace in their spirit and their prayer and reading time was disturbed.
为什么会有这种事情呢？就是因为对主认识不够。
And so these things happen because we do not know the Lord enough.
如果真认识主，就知道有些事情根本不值得我们去注意。
If we truly know the Lord, then we know that some things are not even worth for us to pay attention to.
那我们如果真的对主有认识，有些事情你一听就知道这个问题，那个讲法是错误的。
And if we truly know the Lord, then when we hear something, we immediately know that it's wrong.
所以在这种光景当中，我们就知道神是何等的盼望属他的人是真认识他。
And so under this perspective, we know that the Lord really hopes for those to be able to know him.
我们的主他也盼望有一个家。
And our Lord also hopes that he can have a home, household.
提摩太前书第三章十五节这个后半段是这样说，这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
Timothy 3:15, God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the foundation of the truth.
教会是神的家。
The church is God's household.
那么家呢，是一个叫人能够得到安息，是一个叫人觉得很舒服的地方。
And a house is a place where people can rest and feel comfortable.
如果一个教会不冷不热，
if the church is lukewarm.
如果一个教会呢，里面充满了纷争。
Or if a church is filled with divisions.
那么这个地方照道理教会应该是神的家，但是这个地方我们的主很难得的安息，在这个地方他很难能够觉得舒服。
And so even though the church is supposed to be God's home, in this type of church it's hard for God to have rest or to be comfortable.
但是我们的主他一直在盼望得到一个真正的他所盼望的家。
But God always hopes that he can have a true house that he hopes for.
这个意念从这个出埃及记的时候，他要以色列人建会幕的时候，他就已经开始表达了。
And so this sentiment or thought that he had was since Exodus when he asked him to build a tabernacle.
因为他说，你们要为我建一个会幕，让我能够住在你们当中。
And he said that I want you to build a tabernacle so that I can dwell among you.
但是呢，以色列人不明白神的这个希望有个家的这种心意。
But the Israelites didn't understand that God wanted a house.
把它当作是一个律法上的一个要求。
But they treated it as a requirement of the law.
但是神真正的意思就是说，我希望在你们当中能够跟你们在一起。
But what God truly meant was that he wants to be among them.
就算是我必须要将把自己范围在这么个会幕的至圣所里面，我都要有希望有这么一个开始。
And so even though he had to restrain or confine himself to a tabernacle, I still want this beginning place.
所以到了后来大卫的时候，以色列人都不明白这个会幕也好，圣殿也好，真正的神的盼望是什么。
And so when we got to the time of David, the Israelites still didn't understand the meaning of a tabernacle or a temple.
但是大卫知道。
But David understood.
所以在使徒行传十五章里面，保罗就对以色列人讲，他说神兴起大卫，他是神心中所喜悦的。
But in Acts, Paul said to them that God brought up David because he was pleasing to him.
他是神所喜悦的。
He is the one who's pleasing to God.
Yeah, 因为他体贴了神的心意。
Because、
一个圣殿，他体贴神是需要一个家。
Because he was after God's heart and will, and he knew that God needed a house.
别人以为讲说圣殿辉煌就是要给神住的。
And so other people thought that the tabernacle or things were just for God to live.
但是呢，所罗门因为通过大卫，他知道神怎么会要住人手所造的建筑呢？
But Solomon, because of David, realized how would God need to live in a human-made place.
但是真正的神的心意就是需要呢，他愿意表达他在以色列人当中得到一个家。
But God's true will was that he would have a household among the Israelites.
那这些啊，我们刚刚所提的这些呢，只是其中神所当得的实质的一部分。
And so the things that we've just mentioned are only a portion of.The reality of what God should receive.
那这些神所当得的实质、啊、就是神永远旨意的内容。
And so the reality of what God deserves is the content of his eternal purpose.
为了得着这些神所当得的实质，神就开始创造万物，并且造人。
And so in order to receive the things that he deserves, he created everything and created humans.
也就是说，根据这个神永远的旨意，他就开始呢，创造万物，他是开始造人。
And so according to God's eternal purpose, he started to create everything and create humans.
那当人在犯罪之后，神没有放弃人。
And after human sin, he still didn't give up on us.
因为撒旦知道神永远的旨意，他知道关键成就神永远旨意的关键在于人。
Because Satan knew God's eternal purpose, and he knew that it would happen on humans.
所以撒旦引诱人犯罪，所以撒旦以为讲说，那神永远的旨意就必须要。
And so Satan tempts people to sin because he believes that through this, God's eternal purpose will be given up.
但人犯罪呢，神没有放弃人，也没有放弃他原先的计划。
But when people sin, God has not given up and he didn't deviate from his original plan.
他一步一步的，我们看圣经啊，里面告诉我们他一步一步的。把人恢复过来。
And step by step, he recovers, restores people back.
当然这个过程当中你可以看见、啊、他怎么样、啊、这个、要保守人类不至于继续败坏下去。
And throughout this process, we can see how he protects humankind so that they do not worsen further.
包括他用洪水。包括他是巴别塔改变人的口音。
And whether it's the Red Sea or the Tower of Babel where he, the flooding, or when he changed their languages.
这些都是他的作为，他要，人虽然犯罪了，但是呢，他要保守人不至于很快的恶化下去。
And so these are all things he's done because even though people have sinned, he doesn't want them to quickly just be destroyed.
所以当我们明白神永远的旨意的时候，我们就明白，读圣经就明白了，为什么又有洪水，为什么又有巴别塔。
And so if we understand God's eternal purpose, then we understand why there was the flood or the Tower of Babel.
这是神的怜悯，他没有放弃人，虽然人是不断的继续的败坏，但是呢，他没有放弃人，他就用这些措施来防止人继续的快快的恶化下去。
And so from this, we can see God's great mercy that he has never given up on us and he doesn't want us to be destroyed further. So he uses these things to protect us.
同时呢，他就开始呢，拣选亚伯拉罕。
And at the same time, he chose Abraham.
因为当时没有一个人知道他是那位独一的真神。
Because at that time, no one knew that he was the one true God.
也没有人知道他造人的目的是什么。
And no one knew what was his purpose in creating us.
是完全是出于神的恩典，他就呼召了亚伯拉罕。
And so because of God, only because of God's grace, he called Abraham.
从亚伯拉罕，他要亚伯拉罕凭信心啊，开始得到一个一个合他心意的家。
And so that through Abraham, through his faith, he can receive a household that is pleasing to him.
那从一个合他心意的家，然后得到一个合他心意的国。
And so to receive a house that is pleasing to him, then a kingdom that is pleasing to him.
借着这一个以色列，以色列，然后呢，他本来的意思就让以色列能够成为所有人类的这个祝福。
And so he wanted the Israelites to be a blessing to everyone.
把所有的人类恢复过来。
And so that all the people can be restored.
他先恢复一个人，再恢复一个家，再恢复一个国，然后呢，把所有的人类都要恢复过来。
And so he restores a person, a house, a nation, and then all people.
所以在这个整个过程当中，你就可以看见他怎么样拣选了亚伯拉罕，然后呢，又怎么样让他们能够，成为一个，从一个家成为一个，有400万人的一个国。
And so, through this process, you can see how he chose Abraham, how he was in their house and in the family of more than 4 million.
哦，对不起，不是四百万啊，我讲说他是在那里400年在这个埃及，然后呢把他们成为一个人口众多的国。对不起，我刚搞错了。
And how they were in Egypt for 400 years and then made them into a great nation.
然后怎么样又把他们从埃及救出来。
And then how he delivered them out of Egypt.
要怎么样让他们的后最后呢又得到那个迦南他为他们所安排的地。
And how they can receive Canaan, the promised land.
那怎么样又进入以色列的这个国度。
And then how they can become the Israelite nation.
犹大跟以色列。
Judah and the Israelites.
然后呢这个以色列这个百姓呢是悖逆是悖逆的子民。
And so the Israelites are the rebellious people. They rebel.
所以他怎么样管教他们，用这个极端的管教的手段把他们让他们掳到巴比伦去。
And so the way that he disciplined them was that he made them go to Babylon.
然后呢，又让他们回来。
And then he brought them back.
所以我们可以看见，就是 这整个的圣经让我们看见，这是一个神永远旨意这个计划的执行。
And so the entire Bible shows us that this is all the process of God's eternal purpose.
神没有放弃人，他继续在人身上做工。
And God has never given up on us, and he continues to do his work.
他要把人一步一步的恢复过来。
And he wants to restore people step by step.
就在这个过程当中，他在人身上呢，也同时的做工。
And so throughout this purpose, he's also doing his work in humans.
他使人这些信他的人渐渐的成熟。
And he wants that the people who belong to him can mature.
并且呢，接受装备。
And that they may be equipped.
所以在这个圣经当中，你可以看见神得到一批人。这一批人呢，他们是因着受到很多的管教，很多的带领，这些人就一天一天成熟了，并且呢得到装备。
And so you see that in the Bible, this group of people, they were received by him, they were led and disciplined, and then they were able to be equipped.
那么我们注意到，当属主的人在成长和装备的过程当中，刚刚所提的这些神所要所盼望当得的实质，就一一的成型。
And so for those who belong to God, as they mature and are equipped, then they will have and be each of these things.
那么，所以呢，我们再回到这个刚刚所提的这些神盼望得到的实质。
And so we'll return to the reality of the things that God gives.
我们进一步来看这些神的实质都是和神的子民的成熟和装备是有关系的。
And so the reality of what God deserves all has to do with the maturing and equipping of God's people.
也就是说，神之所以可以得到他所当得的实质，和我们属主的人，我们的长进，我们的装备是息息相关的。
And so, in order for God to receive the reality of what He deserves, is very closely related to our maturing and equipping.
那么我们再来看，第一个。神盼望得到他当得的尊重。
And so he hopes to receive the respect that he deserves.
我们刚刚说了，他不会只是以这个人口头认他，或者是理智上承认他是神而满足。
And he is not satisfied if people just say or logically admit that he is God.
因为这些都不足以让他得到当得的尊重。
Because these don't satisfy the respect that he deserves.
他所要的是我们这些属他的人在经历上知道他的确是那位掌管万物的主。
And what he wants is for us who belong to him in our experiences know that he is a God over everything.
我们认识到除了他以外我们没有别的我们不需要别的依靠。
And we have to realize that other than him we don't need to rely on anything else.
除他以外我们也没有别的盼望。
And also outside of him we have no hope.
除他以外也没有我们的喜好。
And except outside of him, we have no other interests.
他是我们的中心。
And that he should be our center.
那么达到这个地步呢，那这个人就必须要让圣灵在他的身上做许多的工作。
And so to get to this point, we have to allow the Spirit to do a lot of work.
他必须要学习怎么样放下他的己。
And they have to learn how to put down their own self.
他要学习怎么样让圣灵在他里面做工。
And to learn to allow the Spirit to work in you.
所以这些啊成长的过程圣灵的工作能才能够让我们的主他得到他当得的尊重。
And so the process of growing and maturing and the Spirit's work allow God to receive the respect he deserves.
那我们再回到神是爱，他也需要有爱的对象，并且盼望被爱。
And so also that God is love, that he wants us to be recipients of his love and to love him back.
我们刚刚说，他希望被爱，啊，不只是说，哦，信他的人，啊，给他一些敬拜，啊，对他说感谢的话。
Earlier, we talked about how he doesn't want to just be loved by the people who believe in him. They just worship him or praise him.
他所盼望的爱，从我们这里得到的爱，是真正认识他，真正知道他的爱是什么。
And the love that he really hopes for is to truly know him and truly know his love.
而不是根据我们自己的想法，我们的感觉。
And not to do so according to our own thoughts or our own feelings.
我想这个我就不需要多讲了。我们可以看见，啊，今天我们这些属主的人，我们对神的爱是相当肤浅的。
I won't elaborate, but we can see that for many of us, our love for the Lord is very shallow.
我们要思想，主到底希望我们怎么样的爱他。
And we have to reflect on how he wants us.
约翰福音第十四章第二十一节，约翰福音十四章二十一节这样说：“有了我的命令又遵守的，就是爱我的。”
In John 14:21, whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me.
不明白神的爱的人，他们就说：“哦，好，有神的命令。”我们就照着这个神的律法，神的这种吩咐去做就是了。
It's the people who don't understand his love may think that we have his commandments or his laws, we'll just obey them.
譬如说法利赛人在他们安息日呢，什么工都不敢做。
For example, the Pharisees on the Sabbath, they are scared to do any work.
到后来呢，发觉呢，不能什么都不做，所以呢，他们就自己定了一些规则，说安息日可以做一些事情，安息日不可以做什么事情。
But then they found out that they have to do something, so they made up their rules on what they could or cannot do.
因为他们不明白神的命令。
Because they didn't understand God's commandments.
那我们主说，有了我的命令又遵守的，就是爱我的。这意思呢，是说，你真的要爱主，你需要明白这个命令，真正的明白这个命令。
And so when the Lord says, whoever has my commandments and obeys them, he loves me, he means that we have to truly understand his commandments.
所以要明白这个命令，就要成熟。
And so then to understand his commandments, you have to be mature.
这样才知道这个命令真正的内容是什么，而照着这个神真正要的内容去顺服。
And then we can obey the true content of the commandments.
以这个安息日为例子。
And if we use a
Sabbath, 安息日不可凡事不可做工，啊，这是十诫第四诫里面所讲的，但是它真正的意义是说我们的主是真正的安息。
And so when the fourth commandment says to not do work on the Sabbath, the true meaning is that our Lord rested.
这是希伯来书第四章里面告诉我们的。
And this is what it tells us in Hebrews 4.
所以要爱主，要遵守他的命令， 就必须呢是要真正的明白他的命令。
And so to love the Lord and obey his commandments, you have to truly understand him.
你爱他，你必须要认识他。
To love him, you have to know him.
所以这个是神真正所盼望的。他盼望他能够爱我们，并且呢，我们对他有回应，是一个真正明白他的爱的这种回应。
And so this is what God truly hopes for, that those he loves can truly understand his love and respond back.
你看，刚刚我们说了，这些真的神要得到的爱，这个和我们的成熟，我们的装备是息息相关的。
And so the love that God truly wants to receive is very related to our maturing and equipping.
我们再来看神，他盼望有同伴。
And so God also wants to have a companion.
我们说最明显的就是我们的主，他在等候一个心腹。
And the most clear example is that our Lord is waiting for his bride.
那么这个心腹，我们今天我们都知道，我们等候主回来，就是等候教会预备好，心腹预备好了，主就要回来了。
And so as we wait for our Lord to come back, we know that as waiting for the bride or for the church to be prepared.
那么这个心腹就讲到我们的主盼望的同伴是怎么样的同伴。
And so this bride then refers to what kind of companion the Lord hopes for.
首先这个心腹呢，他必须要跟我们的主相配。
And so first this bride has to be work together with the Lord.
Match our Lord.
Match our Lord.
对，首先我们这批人在生命上面呢，是有跟我们的主相同的生命。
And so first in our lives, we have to have the same life as the Lord.
这是我们一信主的时候，我们就有基督的生命在我们里面。这方面来讲呢，我们是与他相配。
And so when we believe in him, we have the life of Jesus in us, and then we're able to match with him.
但是我们的主是诚实，属灵方面是极端成熟的，那我们呢？我们今天成熟度在哪里？
But our Lord is very spiritually mature, and so how mature is our spirit?
所以呢，心腹要预备好，那这个信徒必须要成熟，在成熟度方面呢，要跟我们的主相配。
And so in order for the church to be prepared, we have to be mature in the same way that Jesus is.
那么要成为基督的心腹，那么我们必须要跟他同心。
And in order to be his bride, we also have to have the same heart as him.
这个才是真正同伴应有的内容。
And so this is the content of being his true companion.
不但是我们的心意、心思意念是相同的，并且呢，我们就算是不讲，都应该知道彼此的心意是如何。
And so not only our heart and mindset, but that without speaking, we know that our hearts are the same.
所以我们的主，他渴望得到一个同伴或者是心腹，是与他呢是完全同心的。
And so the Lord hopes for a companion or bride that has the same heart as him.
今天我们信主之后，罗马书第十二章第一节、第二节，一信主之后呢，第一件事情就是将自己献上当作活祭。
And so, for us who believe in him, after that we have to be consecrated as a living sacrifice.
第二件事情就是心意更新而变化。
And the second is that our minds can be transformed and renewed.
这个怎么变呢？就是变得我们的心，我们的心思意念跟我们的主的心思意念是一致的。
And so we can be changed so that our heart and mindset are the same as the Lord's.
这个是神所期望的。
And so this is what God hopes for.
然后呢，要成为同伴，必须要有没有拦阻的沟通。
And also to be his companion, we have to have no barriers in our communication.
我们的主，他要跟我们沟通，没有拦阻。
So that when our God wants to speak to us, there's no barriers.
他跟我们沟通，不会被误解。
And so that there's nothing misunderstandings between his communication to us.
这个就是真正心腹应该有的内容。
And so this is the true content of being the bride.
这也就是神所真正盼望所有的同伴。
And this is also what God hopes for in a companion.
这就是为什么我们这些人，我们需要不断的成长，不断的建造。
And so this is why we need to continue to be to continue to be built up and changed.
那么以弗所书第五章里面说，神要用借着用水借着道来教他将他的教会洗净。
In Ephesians 5, he talks about how he will use water as a truth.
And a word.
And the word to cleanse the
church. 然后呢，为他自己预备一个荣耀的教会。
And so to prepare for himself a radiant church.
神不断的用他的生命来供应我们。
And he continuously uses his life to make us better.
用他的话来炼净我们。
And to use his words to refine, purify us.
叫我们能够成为我们的主的心腹。
So that we can be our Lord's bride.
那么神他盼望有同工。
And so God hopes to have a fellow worker.
同工，跟神同工，以及跟神同掌王权。这是同一件事情。
And so to be God's co-worker is the same as to reign with him.
因为有一天跟我们的主，他国度降临的时候，我们跟他一同掌王权，就是说，他在做王，但是呢，他透过我们来掌权。
And so when the kingdom comes, we will reign with him.And so that through us, he can have the authority.
这个就是同掌王权的意思。
And so with it, this is what it means to co-reign with him.
那么同工跟同掌权必须呢要有资格。
And so
跟配。
And so to be his co-workers and to reign with him, you have to have the right qualifications and be worthy.
Yeah, you need to have to be qualified and worthy of it. To be worthy of it.
You have to be qualified and worthy of it.
Yeah. 就是说你必须要够资格并且呢配。
So you have to qualify and be worthy.
我再强调一下啊。救恩是白白的恩典，但是与神同工跟同掌权，就必须呢和成熟度和装备有关系。
And so salvation is freely given, but to be his co-worker and to reign with him, you have to mature and be equipped.
这就是为什么今天我们的主做什么事情，他总要通过人来做。
And this is why whatever our Lord does, he does through humans, through us.
因为当我们他经过人来做的时候，这个就是让我们能够成长，并且呢让我们能够受装备。
Because if he does it through people, then it allows us to mature and be equipped.
并且有一天我们得荣耀的时候，得奖赏的时候，我们是配的，而不是说光荣光是主就是这样无缘无故给我们的。
And so that one day when we receive the glory and rewards, we'll be worthy, and not just that He gave it to us.
神盼望今天，我们这些属他的人都能够明白他的心意，他要在我们当中，透过我们做他的工。
And so God hopes that we can understand His will and purpose, that He wants to do His work through us.
他要 有一批人真正的、有装备，以至于呢 他可以把他的托付给我们。
And that He has a group of people who are equipped and that He can entrust His work to us.
神盼望是被他，他被真的被认识。
And so God's hope is that He can truly be understood.
他希望他得到像保罗这样子的人。
And He wants to receive people who are like Paul.
那保罗他说啊，在腓立比书里面说。他以认识基督为至宝。
And Philippians Paul says that he knows Christ as
他以认识基督为至宝。我 consider knowing the Lord 认识基督为至宝。
The surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus.
Yeah, 就是说保罗他是很认识主的，但是呢他认为他知道讲说主是这么的这个丰富。
And so,
他认为呢他对主的认识是还是相当有限的。
And so Paul does know the Lord, but he realizes how great the Lord is and that he still has more to know of the Lord.
我刚刚讲了教会今天许多的难处是在于对主没有真的认识。
And so many of the hardships in the church are because we do not truly know the Lord.
许多的纷争和不认识主是有关系的。
And so the divisions and arguments are because of not knowing the Lord.
有些东西我们放不下，也是因为我们对主的认识不够。
And so some things we can't put down are also because we don't know the Lord enough.
有的东西我们坚持，不该坚持的坚持，该坚持的没有坚持，这个和主的，对主的认识是有关系的。
And if we are insistent on the wrong things, then this is also because of not knowing the Lord enough.
另外，我们服侍主，我们追求主，往往浪费了很多时间。
And when we seek after the Lord or serve Him, we may waste time.
因为对主所要的东西我们不清楚。
Because we are not clear on what the Lord wants.
我们如果对主不认识，认识不够，我们就对主所要的东西，我们没有办法掌握。
And so if we don't know the Lord enough, then we are not able to know or control over what He truly wants.
很明显的，你看众教会，不单是我们现在的，我们这个时代，整个教会历史当中，有多少的在研读圣经，有多少的追求，但是教会到底有多少的真的建造？
And so, if you look through all the churches over the generations, how many of them are truly building, are being building others up?
这个就在于讲，真的问题就是说，教会对神的认识是不够。
And so this shows that the church's knowledge of the Lord is not enough.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Or hello?
Yeah, the church does not know the Lord enough.
Yeah, 我这里, 对不起, 我可能是我这个 internet 有点问题, 所以我没有听到。
Okay.
Okay. 神今天盼望得到一批真认识他的人。
And so God hopes that he can receive a group of people who truly know him.
真认识神是今天教会当中一个首要的重点。
And so to truly know God is a very key point for the church.
最后神盼望他有个家。
And so lastly, he hopes that he can have a household.
我们刚刚说了, 教会是他的家。
And we said that the church is his house.
他在旧约里面借着会幕, 借着圣殿, 向我们表达。 他需要一个家。
And in the Old Testament, he uses a tabernacle or a temple to express that he needs a household.
今天我们薄饼, 他们说, 他说, 你们这样做是为了纪念我。
And today when we do the bread and cup meeting, it's to remember him.
这个很明显的, 他要在我们当中, 在我们当中的得到一个家。
And this clearly shows that he wants to receive a house among us.
那么怎么样一个家能够让我们的主得到安息呢？
And so what kind of a household will allow our Lord to rest?
怎么样一个家能够让他觉得舒服呢？
And, or what kind of home will allow him to be comfortable?
怎么样一个家是我们的主是很愿意来住在当中的呢？
And what kind is he very willing to come dwell among?
这个又和我们教会的成熟长进有关系。
And this is also related to the maturing of the church.
所以我们看见，直到今天。 根据神永远的旨意，根据他的计划，神继续在我们当中做恢复、成长和装备的工作。And
so we can see, even to now, in accordance with God's eternal purpose, that He's doing the work to restore us, to mature us, and equip us.
那么只等到呢，心腹预备好了。
Until the bride is ready and prepared.
因着心腹预备好，所以就带进了国度。And
then because the bride is prepared, then it can bring in the kingdom.
最后，那么就进入了新天新地。And
then we will enter into the new heaven and new earth.
这个就是整本圣经的主题。And
so this is the main topic of the entire Bible.
这也就是成就神永远旨意的计划。
And this is also the plan to fulfill God's eternal purpose.
所以弟兄姐妹,
and so brothers and sisters,
神永远的旨意是不难理解的。
God's eternal purpose is not hard to understand.
神永远的旨意，他帮助我们了解神的作为。God's
eternal purpose helps us to understand God's actions.
他帮助我们明白圣经讲什么东西。It
helps us to understand what the Bible is talking about.
因为我刚刚说了，整本圣经就是成就神永远旨意的计划。
And so the Bible is a plan of how to fulfill God's eternal purpose.
神永远的旨意啊，帮助我们能够做啊留得住的工作。
And God's eternal purpose helps us to do the work that lasts.
神永远的旨意能够叫我们能够真正的得神的喜悦。
And his eternal purpose helps us to truly be pleasing to God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我想啊，今天我跟你们交通的这一点呢，我希望大家记住，神永远的旨意不是一个高深的属灵的道理。
And so, brothers and sisters, what I've shared today about the eternal purpose is not a profound or spiritual lesson.
神永远的旨意，事实上应该是我们应该有的尝试。
But his eternal purpose is an experience that we should have, a common sense we should have.
神永远的旨意，在我们生活当中，应该是随时去可以体验的。
And his eternal purpose is something that we should be able to experience at all times.
包括我们现在有遇到各样的困惑，各样的难处，这些都关乎神永远的旨意。
And that the confusion or hardships we experience now are also related to his eternal purpose.
我想我们的时间就到了，是应该是12:30，对不对？
And so the time is up now.
这个魏军是不是12:30？
对，是。
好，好，好，那我们就停到这里，好不好？我们就停到这里。然后呢，这个我做个简短的祷告，啊，结束这个我的信息。
We'll end here and I'll have a prayer to finish the message.
主，我们感谢你，让我们能够跟弟兄姐妹交通这个宝贵的宝贵的真理。
Lord, we thank you that we can share this precious truth with the brothers and sisters.
我们实在是为能够交通这个题目献上感谢。
Amen.
And we thank you that we can share this truth.
因为我们知道不是在每一个地方都能够没有拦阻的交通这个题目。
Because we know that not everywhere we can share this topic without barriers.
主，就求你继续的高我们这些弟兄姐妹。
And Lord, may you continue to anoint all of us.
让他们有智慧和启示的灵，能够真明白你的心意。
And that they can have a spirit of wisdom and revelation to truly understand your purpose.
但愿这些我们今天所交通的，在经历在弟兄姐妹日常的生活当中。
And may in their daily lives they can experience what we've shared today.
并且主导他们读经，他们的服事，他们的追求。
And that you can guide their readings, their seeking, and their service.
我们交通了一些您所盼望得到的应得的实质。
And we shared about some of the realities of the things that you hope to and what you deserve.
主，我们盼望这些实质在我们弟兄姐妹当中一天一天的成为实际。
And we hope that these realities among the brothers and sisters can become the reality.
给我们弟兄姐妹一个真正追求的心，直到弟兄姐妹们都是真正的被建造起来。
阿们。
Have a true heart.
that we can be built on.
这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.